Okay, Cody, this one is basically, what if the observability tools stopped being a dashboard and started acting like the tired senior engineer who files the fix for you?
Yeah, and the article's real point is narrower than the headline drama. Langsmith Engine is trying to close the debugging loop automatically, but the bigger enterprise question is still who owns the neutral layer across models.
Also, I am in your kitchen running on bad hotel sleep and way too much coffee. The flight was fine, then I lost 20 minutes this morning trying to pair your Wi-Fi to my laptop like it was a hostile appliance. Anyway, agent debugging.
My router has standards. It rejects vibes-based networking. Chuckles.
That is such an episode 413 problem. We keep accidentally making this show instead of just having breakfast.
Laughs.
What I think the author is actually arguing is that tracing alone isn't enough anymore. If teams have to manually inspect failures, patch prompts, build a test set, rerun evils, and then hope the same issue doesn't come back, the loop is too slow for agents in production.
Right.
So Langsmith wants to compress that into one pass. It watches production traces, spots a bad pattern, looks at the live code base, drafts a pull request, and proposes an evaluator tied to that exact failure mode.
That's the interesting part. A lot of tools can tell you something went wrong. Here can say here's likely culprit in code, here's candidate fix, and here's a regression check so you don't trip over the same thing next week. The source gets specific on the signals too. It says engine monitors, explicit errors, online evaluator failures, trace anomalies, negative user feedback, and weird behavior like users asking for stuff the agent was never meant to handle.
And that matters for product teams because those are very different kinds of pain. Some are obvious breakages. Some are the miserable gray zone ones where the agent technically answered, but answered in a way that slowly erodes trust.
Exactly.
The practical buyer here feels pretty clear to me. If a team already uses Langsmith tracing and has agents touching real workflows, this is appealing because it cuts triage time. If they're still in prototype land, they probably do not need a machine opening draft pull requests at 3 in the afternoon.
I agree with one caveat. The article says it can find root cause against live code base, and that's where I'd slow down a little. Sometimes the root cause is in prompt logic or tool wiring, and a trace plus repo context might be enough. Sometimes it's buried in flaky upstream data, a provider behavior change, or a product requirement that was fuzzy to begin with.
Yeah.
So I buy automated triage more than I buy automated diagnosis in the general case. I could be wrong, but this probably works best on repeatable, local failures. Once a failure spans retrieval quality, model variance, and weird user intent, the confidence on any proposed fix should drop fast.
That feels fair, not doomy. Look at you growing. Chuckles.
Sage gestie, skepticism is how I show love.
laughs.
Where the article really lands, though, is the enterprise architecture point. Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google are all pulling evil and observability into their own platforms. That's convenient until one company runs Claude for one workflow and GPT for another, which the source says is already normal.
Right.
And then you have two separate truth systems. The quote from the consultant was basically, now your audit trail is split, your compliance story is split, and nobody has a clean cross-provider view. That's a real problem, not vendor drama.
I think that's why the neutral layer argument holds up. First-party tooling is great for getting started fast. But once a company cares about reliability governance and not getting boxed into one stack, they want something sitting above the model vendors, not inside each one.
Cutson and Langsmith's bet is that it can be more than passive observability there. Not just the place where traces go to die, the place that actually turns failures into fixes.
Yes. Though I still think the human approval step is the whole emotional support beam here. Repo connected, public beta, surfacing issues automatically, sure. But if this thing shipped code straight to prod, you would move to a cabin.
No way, a bunker, maybe. Cabin sounds optimistic.
Chuckles, okay. So my read is, teams with real agent traffic should pay attention, especially if they're already multi-model. The product change is practical, not cosmic. And Cody, please give your router my regards before it denies me access again.